Chongyi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. We're sort of aware of this social credit system that China is now running, first conceived in 2014, originally designed to harness big data in order to both reward and punish citizens based on their behavior in their day-to-day lives. How does this facial recognition 2.0 fit into that larger system?
To step back to know the nature of Chinese communist regime, actually, the complete control over society is the defining feature of the totalitarian regime, like communist regime. From day one, when they rose to power 7 years ago, they classified the population into different categories. The black categories of revolutionary workers or peasants, and then you landlocked rich peasant capitalist. They did this all the way. But now they got a new tool, new technology to make it more complete. So that is the use the big data, all the important data through the IT, and get this social credit system allocated point to everyone, and then they put it into numbers. They make the category more easy to control. So that's a new development with this new technology.
So breaking citizens down further and further into different categories, Beijing's city government has announced plans to continue to expand this system, stating untrustworthiness in one area is met with restrictions everywhere. I've got to say, that's some pretty ominous sort of talk.
Sure, it sounds horrible, of course. It's a total state surveillance on every individual of the society. Now they have the capacity, resources, money, and technology to do that. As I said, by nature, this regime, as like other dictators, resorted to every conceivable means to keep them in power. Now, when they perceive anything actually for political dissident, that's their primary target. This surveillance, state surveillance, now actually keep their eyes on every move of the members if they categorize them as political dissident. So they follow them everywhere, and then they can isolate it and they use all sorts of secret police, political police, to maintain this kind of control, to eliminate what they call unstable element in society.
I must say, in a way, I'd certainly say the Chinese government have been clever in the approach they've used, in that, as you say, there are these political police waiting to take out so-called unstable elements. But they've also got you've almost got a carrot and the stick approach. That would be the stick. The carrot would be there are also rewards for so-called good citizens based on the data the Chinese government has been collecting. So we obviously see various protests, various dissidents, having problems with this system. But overall, the average Chinese citizen, how have they been reacting to these changes?
Again, this kind of system is very poisonous. When they divide the population into enemies and friends and cooperators, they reward those who cooperate with the regime. They even report the activities of their neighbors. Even students can report their teachers to the authorities for reward, for promotion, for financial incentive, for all sorts of incentive for those people who behave according to the code formulated by the state. It's a very divisive, very poisonous way to control society.
So setting Chinese citizens up against one another, as well as being constantly observed.
That's right. It's horrible stuff. I feel I'm fortunate for my fellow compatriot in China. In the 21st century, it's bad that the improvement in technology can bring greater means to achieve whatever we desire in society. But this new technology has been used by the state to make people's life much more miserable. I mean, they never respect the privacy or human rights. They can do whatsoever in the name of the state, of the country, or the nation. That's horrible stuff.
Well, Chongyi, I do appreciate your time having a chat with us about this one this morning. Obviously, I certainly don't see a way out just yet for Chinese civilians, but obviously a very important one to keep our eyes on. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.